a lot of people here today. No pressure, right? They say the worst things happen to the best people. But I disagree. My father was a great person, at least to most of you. He told stories and did impressions every chance he got. I hated them. They were never accurate. Anyway, his impression of Daniel Day-Lewis doing Abraham Lincoln sounded more like Al Pacino. Those of you who were his students knew a caring, dedicated, and hilarious teacher. Sounds like a great guy. It's too bad I never got to meet him. The man I knew was short-tempered, distant, and narcissistic. The day I found out he was going to die, I was unfazed. That's bad. That's bad, I know. Sounds like a horrible thing to say, but he didn't love me. He'd ignore me when I asked him questions or shared my opinion. I was his daughter. He was supposed to care, you know. His work occupied all his time. I didn't see why it mattered so much. He was just a teacher and they were just students. I was the one who deserved his time. I was the one who deserved his care. I was his daughter. As I watched him fade away in a hospital bed, I thought for once, just once, I would have his undivided attention. I didn't. Even in the last days of his life, all he could think about was you. His bloody students. He wrote some of you letters. There weren't just any farewell letters, though. He wrote you to tell you what you meant to him. I never got any letter. It's selfish, really, I know, but I deserved one. I did. I thought it was okay, though. I thought he would surely change in the end. He was dying. Maybe things would be different. He was going to tell me that he loved me and that he would mean it. He never did. He never did. I read some of the letters he wrote. One was to a boy named Jacob. Maybe you are here today. My dad told Jacob that he had made him see the world in a different way. Opened up his eyes, he said. Shifted his perspective, he said. My dad was a phony and a liar, and I hated him. As my father took his last breath, I cried. But I wasn't sad. I was angry. Where is my letter? I deserved it, didn't I? I was his daughter. But he was dead. You can all go on and mourn the loss of a great man, but I knew the real Albert Scott. He had you all fooled.